The Tafsir of Surah Al-Qari'ah, Chapter 101, Al-Qur'an, which was revealed in Mecca.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful.
Al-Qari'ah, ma al-Qari'ah, wa ma adraka ma al-Qari'ah. يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوسِ وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ.
Translation: Al-Qari'ah. What is Al-Qari'ah? And what will make you know what Al-Qari'ah is? It is a day whereon mankind will be like moths scattered about, and the mountains will be like wool carded. Then for him whose balance will be heavy, he will live a pleasant life. But as for him whose balance will be light, his mother will be Havia. And what will make you know what it is? A fire, Hamia. That concludes the translation of chapter 101, verses 1 to 11, Al-Quran. Al-Qari'ah is one of the names of the judgment day, like Al-Haqqa, At-Tamma, As-Sakhah, Al-Ghashiyah, and other names. Then Allah intensifies concern and fright for it by saying, translation, and what will make you know what Al-Qari'ah is? Then he explains this by saying, translation, it is a day whereon mankind will be like moths scattered about. Meaning, in their scattering, their dividing, their coming and their going, all due to being bewildered at what is happening to them. They will be like scattered moths. This is like Allah's statement, translation, as if they were locusts spread abroad. Al-Quran, chapter 54, verse number 7. Allah said, translation, and the mountains will be like wool carded. Verse number 5, chapter 101, Al-Quran, meaning, they will become like carded wool that has begun to wear out, that is fade away, and be torn apart. Mujahid Ikrimah Sa'id bin Jubair Al-Hasan Qatada Ata Al-Qurasani Abdahaq and As-Suddi have all said, translation, like wool, irhin, or woolen. Then Allah informs about the results received by those who performed the deeds and the honor and disgrace they will experience based upon their deeds. He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, translation, then as for him whose balance will be heavy. Chapter 101, verse number 6. Meaning, his good deeds are more than his bad deeds. He further says, translation, he will live a pleasant life. Chapter 101, verse number 7. Meaning, in paradise. Translation, but as for him whose balance will be light. Chapter 101, verse number 8, Al-Quran. Meaning, his bad deeds are more than his good deeds. Then Allah says, translation, his mother will be Havia. Chapter 101, verse number 9, Al-Quran. This has been said that this means he will be falling and tumbling headfirst into the fire of hell. And the expression his mother has been used to refer to his brain, as it is the mother of his head. The statement similar to this has been reported from Ibn Abbas, Ikrimah, Abu Salih and Qatada. Qatada said, he will fall into the hellfire on his head. Abu Salih made a similar statement when he said, they will fall into the fire on their heads. This has been recorded in At-Tabari, Volume 24, Hadith number 575, 576, and Al-Qurtubi, Volume 20, Hadith number 167. It has also been said that it means his mother that he will return to and end up with in the hereafter will be Hawiyah, which is one of the names of the hellfire. Ibn Jarir said, Al-Hawiyah is only called his mother because he will have no other abode except for it. Ibn Zayd said, Al-Hawiyah is the fire, and it will be his mother and his abode to which he will return, and where he will be settled. Then he recited the ayah, translation, their abode will be the fire. Chapter 3, verse 151, Al-Quran. Ibn Abi Hatim said that it has been narrated from Qatada that he said, it is the fire and it is their abode. Thus Allah says in explaining the meaning of Al-Hawiyah, translation, and what will make you know what is it? Allah's statement, translation, a fire, Hamiyah. Chapter 101, verse 11. Meaning extreme heat. It is the heat that is accompanied by a strong flame and fire. It is narrated from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, translation, the fire of the children of Adam that you all kindle is one part of the 70 parts of the fire of hell. They, the companions, said, O Messenger of Allah, isn't it sufficient? He replied, translation, it is more than it by 69 times. This has been recorded by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. In some of the wordings, he stated, translation, it is more than it by 69 times. Each of them is like the heat of it. It has been narrated in a hadith that Imam Ahmad recorded from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, translation, verily the person who will receive the lightest torment of the people of the hellfire will be a man who will have two sandals that will cause his brain to boil. This has also been recorded in Ahmad, volume number 2, hadith number 432, and volume number 3, hadith number 13. It has been confirmed in the two Sahih that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, translation, the hellfire complained to its Lord and said, O Lord, some parts of me devour other parts of me. So that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, permitted it to take two breaths, one breath in the winter and one breath in the summer. Thus, the most severe cold that you experience in the winter is from its cold, and the most severe heat that you experience in the summer is from its heat. In the two Sahihs, it is recorded that he said, translation, when the heat becomes intense, pray the prayer when it cools down, for indeed the intense heat from the breath of hell. This has also been recorded in Fath al-Bari, volume number 2, hadith number 20, and Muslim, volume number 1, hadith number 430. This is the end of the tafsir of Surah Al-Qari'ah, and all praise and thanks are due to Allah.